produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Then you will know when you have left it. Do you remember when Peter was in prison? The Bible says that the church prayed for him. Peter was in prison, the church was praying, and the angel of the Lord did never tell the church that he is going to visit Peter. I'm going to Peter. But the angel is going to Peter. There are times when you are praying for your child and it's like nothing is happening, but you don't know what is happening in the spiritual realm. Because when you are out of love for my memory, I cannot go. When I let you tell it's a how, when I will feel like that, how it's in this, but in the spirit, God is beginning to change the things and you are not aware. That could work again. Now, people in the big loss, you have in your life, literally, and I let you. On the other side, they are still praying. But on the other side, God is doing something. But about you, let me tell you a secret. When you kneel down here every day and pray, it's like nothing is happening, but God is still doing something. Hallelujah. That is why when you look at a Christian, don't look at a Christian, now don't judge the incomplete material. God is still at work. The Bible says, for it is God who is at work within us to will and to act according to his good purpose. I don't care whether I have it, but God is still at work. In you, when he is finished, he says to you, work out. God cannot ask you to work out what he never worked in you. Now you need to firstly allow God to work in you. And if God has worked in you, when you open your mouth, you are just working out what God has already worked in your spirit. That is why most of us, we are confusing things. When somebody has a promotion, I told us something quicker than you, it's not because whether you are stupid.
Yeah.
The problem is what? Anything that is coming to you, it must not just start in your physical realm. It must be firstly created in the spiritual realm. Now God will never put something in the front before he develops it at the back. When you go to Pick and Pay and ShopRite, when the trucks are delivering the stock, they don't put them on the shelf. They put them in the storeroom. Now when you buy tomato sauce, you are taking it from the shelf. But when you come back tomorrow, you find another tomato sauce because there is still more in the storeroom. Now when the devil thought he has stolen something, tell the devil there is still more in the storehouse of God. Now they said when we have landed, we knew that it was called Malta. Verse number 2. And the natives showed us unusual and remarkable kindness, for they kindled a fire and welcomed and received us all, since it had begun to rain and was cold. Somebody say fire.
Fire.
Say fire.
Fire.
Now They said when we have landed, they welcomed us with fire. Because if you are the person who is filled with fire, you need to be welcomed with fire. Verse number 3. Now Paul had gathered a bucket of sticks and he was laying them on the fire. Somebody say on the fire. When a viper or a snake crawled out because of the heat, somebody say because of the heat, and fastened itself on his hand. Now, Pastor, let us look at this picture because I want to preach. Are you ready for this word? Muruti, Bibili, and the snake came out because of the heat. Now, which means if there was no heat, we will never know that there was a snake. Now, I have realized that in a life where there is no fire, anything becomes comfortable. I have realized that in your marriage, if there is no fire, even snakes can rest. I have realized that in a church where there is no fire, even devils can rest. In Kingston tonight, it's coming out. You don't hear me. You don't hear me. This is another night. Whatever demon that has been destroying the community, we're gonna set the house on fire. And the devil is the liar. Every hidden snake is coming out. Somebody says it's coming out. It's coming out. In your family, it's coming out. You don't have to tell me. Just set the house on fire. When they gossip about you, don't gossip back. Set your house on fire. Are you ready? Something is about to leave your family for good tonight. This is a prophetic word. There are things you don't know. Every time your family goes to a certain level, they divorce. Hey, there is a hidden snake that must beg and go in the name of Jesus. But it doesn't take the wisdom. It takes the knees. When you kneel down, the fire will come down. Are you ready for the fire? Now, Lord, maybe here. When Paul went to lay the sticks, you know, in the churches today, people who are attacked are people who are doing something.
Yeah.
I have realized that if it was like a little kid, you are just an ordinary Christian, you become a friend to everyone. I have realized that if you are just a sister who's coming to church, everyone loves you. But every time when you decide to take another step in your spiritual life, snakes are taking you. Even in the soccer field, there are players, even if he can get the ball first, he will never score. Because if you don't have a skill, you are not a threat to the enemy. The reason you are taking Mark is because they know that if you touch it, you touch the net. The reason the devil is after you is because he knows that when you can be in the right position and begin to shift your soul, something will begin to happen. You are asking yourself, why people are after me? They are not after you. They are intimidated by what God has already deposited in your spirit. Somebody say fire! Woo! Mexico. I've realized you are just quiet and you're just doing things normally and you're just normal. Everyone will never talk about you. But when you begin to see those people, you begin to say, you need to take a while a day. Do you know what you want so much better? Something. I want to encourage people, when you do something good and the devil is attacking you, don't stop. When you do something good and people are talking bad about you, don't stop. You know the problem with you? The people who push people outside the church are people who don't know that for somebody to say yes to Jesus, it takes somebody to cry. For you to see these young people here, how much is your imagination gives the tears? We are pulling them out of hell and we are putting them there. And how sad is your imagination when you will kick them out? But I want to say, God is raising a generation that will never just enjoy the fire, but that will make. Because Peter was enjoying the fire, but he never knew the pain of preparing that fire. But now we learn more about that. The power to allow to my man to consider. Because they don't want to make things happen. They watch as things are happening. But God is raising a generation that will never just come here to be the spectators. And say, I'm not just going to look at the move of God, but I want to position myself in the move of God. I want to be there when God is using people. I want to be there when God is raising people. Somebody say, Father, I prophesy right now in your business, things are not going well. God says, it's not people, there is a hidden snake that is destroying, but we're going to set your business on fire. It fastened itself to the hand of God. And what are the Christians doing today? When the snake is around your hand, you try to prophesy and hide behind the pulpit, but your past is still fastened in your hand. And the Bible says what Paul did, go down, he says, he shook it off. Tonight I want to say what you have been carrying for many years, you are about to shoot it into the fire. I get attention. Just do like this. Just do bones. That past that tells you that you'll never move forward. We are shooting it into the fire. I'm not telling this bitterness to the next level. I'm not telling this disappointment to the next level. Shake it off! Oh, what a shocker! Destroy anything that was accusing you. There are people, they are out of sin, but the sin of yesterday is still talking to them. Every time you want to stand up and see the soul, the devil is reminding you of your past. But I want to tell the devil, I'm shaking it into the fire. From tonight, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Somebody say, shake it off! See you singing a song, and they say, what happened? Tell them, it is in the fire. Yesterday I used to tell you this thing, but I have made up my mind that I will never go forward telling my past, because the devil is so good at reminding you of yesterday. But let me tell you, there are two ways. They look the same, but they are just different. There is the word tomb, and there is the word womb. In the tomb there are bones, but in the tomb there are dead bones. But in the womb there are bones, but there are living bones. Somebody say, when I look in the tomb, I see my past. But when I look in the womb, I see my future. I cannot come about. When I remember what the Lord has done, I will never.
We worship you. altitude. Tao royal, it's all altitude. Come on, give Jesus a hand.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Greetings. In the name of Jesus, ke a le dumedisa ka lebitso le matla la Jesu Kriste wa Nazareth. Ke Evangelist Sipho Mokhwanazi ya buang le lona kwano. Now, I want us to read a scripture from the Bible, and this particular scripture is coming from 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 16. And this scripture says, when it has been found, it says, now two prostitutes came to the king and stood before him. One of them said, my Lord, this woman and I live in the same house. I had a baby while she was there with me. Verse 18 says, the third day after my child was born, this woman also had a baby. We were alone. There was no one in the house but the two of us. Verse 19 says, during the night, this woman's son died because she lay on him. Verse 20 said, so she got up in the middle of the night, in the midnight hour, and took my son from my side while I, your servant, was asleep. She put him by her breast and put her dead son by my breast. Verse 21 says, the next morning I got up to nurse my son, and he was dead. But when I looked at him closely in the morning light, I saw that it wasn't the son I had born. Verse 22 says, the other woman said, no, the living one is my son, the dead one is yours. But the first one insisted, no, the dead one is yours, the living one is mine. So they argued before the king. The king said, this one says my son is alive and your son is dead, while that one says, no, your son is dead and mine is alive. Verse 24 says, the king said, bring me a sword. So they brought a sword for the king. Verse 25 said, then he gave an order, cut the living child in two and give half to one and half to the other. Verse 26, there's the woman whose son was alive, was filled with compassion for her son and said to the king, please, my Lord, give her the living baby. Don't kill him. But the other said, neither I nor shall you have him. Cut him in two. Verse 27 says, the king gave his ruling. Give the living baby to the first woman. Do not kill him. She is his mother. Verse 28 says, when all Israel heard the verdict the king had given, they held the king and in ill, because they saw that he had wisdom from God to administer justice. I want us to pray for the word of God as it is about to be preached. Spirit of the living God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that may I not utter words that come from my knowledge, that come from my mind, but may I utter words that come from the Spirit. May I utter words that come from the mind of God. Spirit of the living God, you are the one who is leading us, and I pray that may you lead me even today. Spirit of the living God, you have never failed us. You fail to fail us, and I trust in your word. I depend upon your word. The Bible declares that your word will never come come out and come back void. Spirit of the living God, as your word is about to be uttered, let it not come back void. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Baratua, rebadile te mana mona, ho First Kings chapter 3, verse 13. Now, rinalita babona, erring, two prostitutes had children in the same week, and they were living in the same house. And the Bible goes further to tell us that hono sina botemo ya dulang le bona ene le bona fela ba le babedi ka ga ntlo yeo. Now, as the Bible goes further to explain the story, the Bible says while these women were asleep, while these women were both in different beds, the Bible declares that one woman slept on top of her baby. She lay on top of a child, and the child died during the night. Now, hawana ashwa iri bibili yaba mosadi wona ha bona robetso di mangwana ha inwana ha yo shwile yaba ka 12 o'clock that midnight wanenwa ashwileng wankuwa ke meyenwa ya robetseng ho di mangwana ya shwileng o nwisa ka huwane a robetse le ngwana ya phelang ha qeta mo bea mono yaba onka wa ona a phelang o ya lieda betenya hae mo alo robala liena ti. Now, ere bibele ha tswa o seng enwa emong a elelwa ha ro bapa di shangwana ha re o nesa ngwana ha ro fa ngwana le bese a elelwa re ngwanenwa o sa shwile. Baratua ke batla lenken thotse peditse tharo hloko kore taba ya pele basadi bana ba babedi ba dulang tlong a1. Taba ya bobedi ke hore basadi bana ba babedi ba tswala bekeng a1. Taba ya boraro kore ka basadi bana ba babedi bana ha ba qeta ho tswalwa e ka nna ba bana le tshobotsi e tshwanang. Bana ha ba qeta ho tshwana ha ba qeta ho tswalwa e ka nna ba bana le mekgwa e tshwanang hobane ha re ka sheba bana ha ile mashia ha ba bewe pela rona e ka re ba tshwana. Now, here is the problem. Mosadi wona o robetse hodima ngwana wa hae. Ha qeta ho robala hodima ngwana wa hae, ke batla le hlokomela hore ngwana wa hae ha bolawa ke baloi. Ngwana wa hae ha bolawa ke dira. Ngwana wa hae ha bolawa ke batho ba sa mo batleng. Ngwana wa hae ha bolawa ke balwetse. Empa yena ka bojena o robetse hodima ngwana wa hae. Hobane bongata ba batho ha sore bana ba rona, ha sore ditoro tsa rona, ha sore dipono tsa rona di ile tsa bolawa ke batho, empa di bolawe ke rona. Ha sore di la bolawa ke dira tsa rona, empa di ile tsa bolawa ke rona, empa rona ka borona re ile ga robala hodima tsona. Ha sore ditoro tse ding tsa hao di bolawe ke batho ba sa o batleng, empa ka nako e nngwe ke wena o ile robala hodima yona. Empa e re bibele ya ba mosadi ona ha phaphama bosiu o fumana hore ngwana wa hae o shwile. Baratua ha qeta o fumana hore ngwana wa hae o shwile, taba ke ena ke ha nka ngwana wa hae a shwileng a moisa ho mme ona e mong a na le ngwana ya phelang. Ha qeta ho mo beha betheng ya ona a phelang, ke ha nka ho ona ya phelang a nka ngwana wa hae ha qeta a mo tlisa ka monana e ka re ke ngwana ya phelang. Empa taba tsena kaofela di etsahala ka 12 o'clock wa bosiu. Ha ona e mong a robetse, ona e mong a bolaile ngwana hae, ke ha nka ngwana hae a shweleng a moisa ho ona wa ngwana ya phelang. A nka ona wa ngwana ya phelang a mo isa ka mona ka mo ho yena ngwana hae a shweleng. Ke batla le le hloko hore ntho tsena kaofela ha di etsahala ka 12 o'clock. Bibele e re at the midnight hour, ka mantswe a mang e ne etsahala ka 12 o'clock. Ha qeta ho fetola bana bana, e re bibele ha ona a tsoa hoseng ya tswileng a sa robala hodima mwana wa hae. Ha ona a tswa o seng ya tswileng a sa robala hodima mwana wa hae. Ire bibele hare o mo falebishi. Ire bibele hare wa monesha. Ire bibele hare wa mo hlokomela. Ya ba o hlokomela hore ngwanenwa o sa tswile moya. Ya ba o hlokomela go ngwanenwa o sa shwile. Ya ba o hlokomela go ngwanenwa o sa hlokahetse. Ire bibele ha elelo re ngwanenwa o hlokahetse. Ya ba wa mosheba wa moshebisisa. Kanti a tsebe me ona gore ila re ha ire 12 o'clock. Moshadi emong o ile a tšhentšha ngwana wa gae. Yena o iphumana o seng ga tso wa shebane le ntho e leng setopo. Kanti a tsebile re re 12 o'clock. Ya ba Satane o tšhentšha bana. Mosadi ona ga tsoa o seng o re o nta tsoa jalo ka mehla. O re o tlo bapala ka ngwana gae jalo ka mehla. E re o tla nesa ngwana gae jalo ka mehla. Kanti a tsebile re re 12 o'clock. Ya ba Satane o tšhentšha bana. O na le batho tsatsing la kajeno lena. O ne o ntse o le hantle, o ntse o phela hantle. O ne o ntse o le hantle, o na le toro e hantle. O ne o ntse o le hantle, o na le tlolo e hantle. Empa e la re tsatsi le leng ga o tswa o seng, wa fumana gore ntho ya gago e se shwile. Kanti ya o tsebe gore e la re a re 12 o'clock, ya ba Satane o tšhentšha bana. O na le ba bangwe, o ntse o na le toro ya gago e phela. Mare tsatsi le leng wa tswa e shwile. Kanti ya o tsebe e la re a re 12 o'clock, ya ba Satane o tšhentšha bana. O na le ba bangwe, o ntse o sebeletsa Modimo o le mafolofolo. Mare tsatsi le leng wa tsoa e ka re mafolofolo a gago a sa shwile. Kanti ya o tsebe ile re re 12 o'clock, ya ba re Satane o tšhentšha bana. Go na le ba bangwe, o ne o ntse o na le pono e kgolo, o ne o ntse o na le pono e phelang. Mare la re na tsatsi le leng ga o tsoa wa tsoa e se shwile. Kanti ya o tsebe ile re re 12 o'clock, ya ba Satane o tšhentšha bana. Go na le ba bangwe, o ne o ntse o na le kereke e phelang, empa e la re ga o tsoa tsatsi le leng wa fumana kereke e se shwile. Kanti ya o tsebe ile re re 12 o'clock, ya ba Satane o tšhentšha bana. Go na le ba bangwe, ga o tsoa no ntse o tsoa o na le tlolo e phelang. Mare ka tsatsi le leng e la re ga o tsoa wa iphumana o se o na le tlolo e shwileng. Kanti ya o tsebe gore e la ga re 12 o'clock, ya ba Satane o tšhentšha bana. Go na le ba bangwe, no ntse o na le dintho tse tsamayang gantle tse phelang, empa e la ga o tsoa o iphumana ka jeno lena o se o na le ntho e shwileng. Kanti ya o tsebe e la ga re 12 o'clock, ya ba Satane o tšhentšha bana. Ka jeno lena ge re santho tsa rona kanti ntho tsa rona se di shwile. Kanti ya re tsebo go ile ge re 12 o'clock, ya ba Satane o tšhentšha bana. Ka re jeno lena ge re tsoa re rapela re utlwa thapelo tsa rona se di shwile. Kanti ya re tsebe le ge re 12 o'clock, ya ba Satane o tšhentšha bana. Ka jeno lena re tsoa e ka re re yetsa jalo ka mehla ke re ga e tseba ntho ena. Kanti ya re tsoa go utlwa ntho rona e se shwile. Kanti ya re tsebe le ge re 12 o'clock, ya ba Satane o tšhentšha ngwana. Ba bang ba lona mona ka jeno lena ha o wa yema ka tsela yo no tseba o yema ka yona. Ka jeno o sa gona o yema. Kanti ya o tsebe le gela ka 12 o'clock, ya ba Satane o tšhentšha bana. Ba bang ba rona ka tsatsing la ka jeno ha re re a bina ha re sa gona o bina jalo ka tsela yo ne re bina. Kanti ya re tsebe le ka 12 o'clock, ya ba Satane o tšhentšha bana. Ba bang ba rona etla ha re ema ha re a rera ka tsela yo re tseba gore rera ka yona. Re bona se re sa tsebe o rera ka tsela yo re ne re tseba o rera ka yona. Kanti ya re tsebe le 12 o'clock, ya ba Satane o tšhentšha bana. Ba bang ba rona ne re rata Modimo haholo, empa ka tsatsing la kajeno ha re sa mo rata jwalo ka tsela eo ne re mo rata pele. Kanti ha re tsebe le ka re 12 o'clock, ya ba Satane o tšhentšha bana. Ba bang ba rona ne re rata o sebeletsa Modimo, mare kajeno ha re sa na taba le taba tsa Modimo. Kanti ha re tsebe le ka re 12 o'clock, ya ba Satane o tšhentšha bana. Ba bang ba rona mona ne re fitla early kerekeng e le rona ba tswang lata kerekeng, empa kajeno ke rona ba fitla lata kerekeng ebile ke rona ba tsamayang early kerekeng. Kanti ha re tsebe le ka re 12 o'clock, ya ba Satane o tšhentšha bana. Ba bang ba rona ka jeno lena ha o qalwa ho bua ka dishome kerekeng, ha o qalwa ho bua ka ditšhelete kerekeng, se re nyahama. Empa ha re tsebe hore pele ne ntse le go le ba pele ba o nehela re batla ho bona mosebetsi wa Modimo o tswella pele. Kanti ha re tsebe le ka re 12 o'clock, ya ba Satane o tšhentšha bana. Bathong ba Modimo ye ha ke tsebe ke bua le mantsatsing la ka jeno lena. rena marore moruti ke tswa tsena tsatseng la kajeno e ka re ke tswile le thapelo e shwile moruti ka re ke tswa hona jwale tsena e ka re ke tswa le toro e shwile moruti ka re ke tswa hona jwale tsena ke tswa ka pono e shwile moruti ka re ke tswa hona jwale tsena ke tswa ka dithotse shwile e re bibele mona ya ma mosadi ona ha tswa o senga a sheba ngwanena e re ha mo sheba aba a mo shebisisa wa bona kana kwe ngwe rona ri a sheba empa ha re shebisisi empa ire bebele a mo shebisisa ire ha qeta mo shebisisa ya ba mosadi ona o tla ka conclusion are ke robetse ngwana ka phila ha ke no tswa ngwana ka shwile ya ba mosadi ona ore the dead child has not mine ke batla patlala tsatsi la ka jeno lena molaitsa wa ka jeno ke o re ngwana ya shwile ha si wa ka ba bangata ba tswile ka bana ba shwile ngo sengona empa mosadi ona ha tswa le na shwile ha tswa ge funeral ha tswa le na shwile ha phone le di hash ha tswa le na shwile ha phone le di society ha tswa le na shwile ha phone le di insurance mara ha tswa le na shwile ke ha hanana le taba yena are the dead child is not mine. I don't know who I'm preaching to tonight, but I want to declare that the dead child is not yours. It might have woke up in your bed, but the dead child is not yours. It might have woke up in your bed, but the dead dream is not yours. It might be by your side, but the dead vision is not yours. The dead church is not yours. The dead anointing is not yours. The dead child is not yours. I don't care how long it has been dead, but the dead child is not yours. And I want you, wherever you are, just to open your mouth and declare, the dead child is not mine. I don't care what the devil says, but the dead child is not mine. I don't care what the devil does, but the dead marriage is not mine. I don't care what the devil does, but the dead business is not mine. The devil is a liar. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad, for it is not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit, saith the Lord. And what is impossible with man, it is possible with God. And the Bible declares that I can do all things through Christ who give me strength. And I want to declare today that what you woke up that was dead before you, my brother, my sister, it is not yours. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put up your sleeves and I want you to put up your shoulders. I want you to raise your chin high and declare that dead child is not mine. If they said your marriage is dead, I woke up and go to your husband and take him to the mall and hit your two-piece and your hairpiece. When they ask you what happened, tell them the dead child is not mine. I want you to pick up that microphone and start to preach again, preacher. When they ask you what happened to you, we thought your anointing was dead. Tell them the dead child is not mine. The dead child is not mine. If they thought this was the end of you, this is the start of you. For it is not over until God says it's over. For weepings will endure for the night, but joy will come in the morning, and we will give you peace that surpasses human understanding. I want to declare today, the dead child is not mine. I want you, wherever you are, the dream that you had let down, I want you to pick it up. When they ask you what happened, tell them the dead child is not mine. I want you to go and open your ministry again. When they ask you, we thought the ministry was dead, tell them the dead ministry is not mine. The dead worship is not mine. The dead prayer is not mine. The dead faith is not mine. The dead believer is not mine. The dead voice is not mine. The dead preacher is not mine. The dead anointing is not mine. You are getting ready to rise again. You are getting ready to preach again. You are getting ready to sing again. You are getting ready to walk in your purpose again, because the dead child is not yours. I said the dead child is not yours. I said the dead child is not yours. And the Bible declares that as this woman declared that the dead child is not mine, the Bible says, even this woman who stole her baby said, neither is this the child mine. And I like their decision. They decided to go to the king. You see, my brother and my sister, when things are dead in your life, it's not time for you to call your neighbors. When things are dead in your life, it's not time to call your mother. When things are dead in your life, it's not time to call your friends. But when things are dead in your life, it's time to call the King of Kings. It's time to call the Lily of the Valley. It's time to call the Bright Morning Star. It's time to call the one who was, the one who is, the one who is to come. For heaven and earth will pass, but every word that comes out of the mouth of God, it shall abide. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forevermore. What is impossible with man, it is possible with God. His hand is not too short that he can never reach your situation. His hand is not too short that it can reach your situation. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, may the hand of the Lord fall upon your situation. May the hand of the Lord fall upon your difficulty. May the hand of the Lord fall upon your problem. And the Bible declares that as they went to the king posed a question when they were seated and said, bring me a sword and let me cut this living child in two so that both of you may have half, half, because you are saying it's your baby and you are saying it's your baby. So let me cut the child in two. Omolomo anke half. Iribibili. Ona atibangore kingwana wahaye. Ona atibangore hamobulaya. Yaba uri murena skamobulaya. Mbo mufe ona omu. Yaba marawani emong uriyena. Murena mobulaye. Kikampane kanka half, half. Yaba irebebele yaba morena ori mme wa ngwana ki enwa ka mona ha si enwa ya batlanga bolawe ka mantswa mang ke morena ke hare wena ya sa go balang go dima ngwana wa hae nka ngwana ona o tsamae le yena. The living baby is yours. I don't know who swapped your baby, but I hear the King of Kings saying it's time to swap the baby's back. What they had possessed of yours, we are repossessing it. When this woman went into the king's house, she entered with a dead baby, but when she went out of the house, she went with a living baby. I declare that may you have listened to this message with a dead baby, but after this message you are going to live with a living baby. Hana kena o kene ka ngwana shwele mara ha tswa tswile ka ngwana phela ke re ha ke tsebe hore o kene mo laitse ngwana ka yenye shwele mara ha o tswa mo laitse ngwana o tlotswa le ntwe phela hobane ya re tshepisitse ha o ya tshepa hala se sita motho ha se siti Jehova. Mosadi wona number 2 hana ya ntlong ya morena uile Allah the tears of pain. Mare ha tswa ntlong ya morena utswile Allah the tears of joy. Because weepings will endure for the night, but joy will come in the morning. I declare upon your life that you are about to have tears of joy. Whatever they said was dead is coming back alive. You are about to have tears of joy. Over your family is coming tears of joy. Over your ministry is coming tears of joy. Over your life is coming tears of joy. Because the dead child is not mine. Whatever the devil said it was dead, the devil is a liar. The living child is yours. The dead child is not yours. May God bless you. May God enrich you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.